hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. KOA 1073 FM, 750 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, alongside Travis Anderson for a Thursday edition of the show. And we have one that is packed both local and national sports. We are going to talk some local baseball today. The Price American Legion baseball team continuing the season as they went toe-to-toe with Vernal last night at home. Lost both games in that doubleheader. Coach Ellington will join us on the show a little bit later to talk about that. He's about 10, 15 minutes out. Also, we're going to be joined by former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick. He spent over a decade in the NHL, played for a variety of teams, including the New York Rangers. He's going to talk Game 5 of the Stanley Cup, which is tonight. We get the Penguins. We get Nashville. It's been a very interesting series. Travis, you're a hockey guy. I'll tell you, through four games, Nashville hands down has outplayed Pittsburgh, yet this series is tied 2-2.
Yeah, Nashville's been the better team. Nashville should have won Game 1, let that one slip away. But, yeah, Nashville's been the better team. Tonight's a big game for Pittsburgh because if they lose tonight, they're not winning Sunday in Nashville. I'm saying it right now. Nashville's 9-1 at home in the playoffs. They're not going to lose that game. So the pressure's on Pittsburgh tonight. And they got to get it done because they're not going to win. They're not going back to back if they don't win tonight.
Well, Pittsburgh's been very good at home too. I believe they're 11-3 their last 14 at home. So it's shaping up to be a very entertaining NHL Stanley Cup. That is for sure. It's now down to a best 2 out of 3. And yes, it is probably look, as far as the competitiveness goes, and that's what people have complained about with the NBA playoffs. Last night was last night was great. Let's just put it that way.
Very entertaining.
It was a very entertaining basketball game. It was an exception as far as those who say that the NBA playoffs have been boring. Cleveland had this contest won. Kevin Durant was absolutely fantastic. He pulls up, pops a three-point shot with under 50 seconds to play in regulation. And from that point on, you could tell it just broke Cleveland. Now, at the beginning of the series, I thought that Cleveland would get one because LeBron James is the best player in the world. Even though Kevin Durant has played very, very well, and if you listen to the show enough, you know I'm not a LeBron James guy. He's still the best player in the world. He was great last night. This guy's nearly averaging a triple-double in the finals, for crying out loud. They're just not as good. It's that simple. You can sit down, break it down as far as X's and O's go. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Cavaliers just can't keep up with this blistering pace that Golden State sets in spurts. Last night, Cleveland held them to 22 points in the third quarter. The problem? They gave up 39 in the first quarter. They gave up 29 in the fourth quarter. And I believe Golden State scored the last 10 points of that contest last night. So, again, you're witnessing something that's truly spectacular in this Golden State squad that can score at will any given time. I mean, they can really... They had 9 threes in the first quarter last night. They had 27 points from the three-point line. LeBron James last night talked about Kevin Durant pulling up, knocking down the three. You were not satisfied with LeBron James' defense on that particular play.
No, I thought LeBron should have picked him up when he got to the half-court line and made Durant go to the hoop because a tie doesn't hurt you, but the three's the dagger, and he gave up the three. So I'd like Durant to pick him up, or LeBron to pick him up, and he didn't do it.
The problem with that is they have so many other weapons that can kill you at any given time. Like, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to focus on KD. Okay, guess what? Klay Thompson, who was on fire in the first quarter, he was so great last night, he's looming in the corner. Steph Curry, who will pull up from 35, even on game winners, he doesn't care. We've seen it done before. You got to worry about him. Draymond Green is fairly consistent from downtown. There's so many other options that you have to be aware of out there on the court at all time. Here's LeBron James talking about the final play last night.
Well, I seen him getting ready to pull up. He uses a rhythm dribble to get a good look. And, you know, when KD shoots, he falls forward. And, you know, I wanted to get a contest. The last thing I wanted to do was foul a jump shooter. So I wanted to jump and contest it, but I know when he shoots, he kind of leans forward a little bit. So I just stayed there, high hands, contested, and he made it.
Now, as far as the media goes today and last night for LeBron James, it's almost as if the series is over already. I mean, really, the questions he's being asked, how long do you plan to play? what's your, you know, how do you feel? How much longer can you go at this pace? Are you happy with where your game is at? These are exit interview questions. And I think people have accepted the fact that this series is over tomorrow night. Again, Cleveland played as well as they could last night, and they still could not get the victory. Kevin Durant talking about closing out the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Job's not done. Closeout games are always the toughest for many players in this league over the years, how tough closeout games are on the road. I've never been in this position, being up in the finals, trying to close it out, so I know how exciting that's going to be for us as a team.
I don't think tomorrow night's game is going to be nearly as tough as Game 3.
No, they'll win by 20 tomorrow.
I think the soul is busted in Cleveland. I think they broke their soul. Not because of LeBron. Like, I think LeBron will go out firing. And again, he was really good last night, especially in that first quarter. He had to match Klay Thompson tit for tat, and he did that. One assist shy of a triple-double last night. LeBron was 15 of 27 from the field. Again, he has to shoot the ball 30 times tomorrow night for them to have a chance in that game. Once again, the bench, not good. Deron Williams did not score a single point. Shumpert, 2. Kyle Korver had 8, but he missed a wide-open shot that could have iced the game late. Richard Jefferson, non-existent. That's the problem for Cleveland. Now, the talk also about Golden State going 16-0. And I thought the answers that Steve Kerr gave prior to Game 3, I know they were politically correct. Like, it's the safe route to say, no, we're worried about 15-0. I understand where he's coming from because, again, this was a team that was up 3-1 last year, and they blew a 3-1 lead. 15-0, no one's ever gotten to 15-0 in the playoffs. The Lakers got to 15-1, but they were 11-1 when they lost that game. So no one's ever been 15-0 in the postseason before, because now you play best of 7 in the first round, not best of 5. Steph Curry on 16-0, does it matter?
We always say we just want 16 wins. It doesn't matter how we get there, but now that we're in this situation, why not take care of business and finish the job? So we have to, you know, we got to play better. But just thinking about what's next, and that's the goal in front of us, is winning that 16 game. It doesn't really matter how we got there.
Yeah, fair point. I think it's over tomorrow night. The NBA season's about to wrap up. We take a look at the scoreboard for Major League Baseball. I hated the fact that we had Kershaw in Strasburg yesterday at 11 or 1 o'clock, actually, going on great day baseball. It doesn't do us who work any good. Top of the 10th right now, the Giants hold a 7-5 lead on the Brewers. Top of the 8th, the Diamondbacks 11, the Padres are 3. Final score earlier today, the Reds topped the Cardinals 5-2. It was the Angels over the Tigers 11-4. Yankees and Red Sox going at it here in just a bit. We're about 45 minutes away from the start time there. David Price will take the bump for the Red Sox. He's 1-0 with a 3.0 ERA so far this season. The Orioles will battle the Nats. We get the Marlins and the Pirates also in the 5 o'clock hour. Chicago, the White Sox against the Rays. Phillies and Braves as well. 6:05, we get the Rockies and the Cubs. John Lester will take the hill. The Astros and the Royals will go at it at 6:15. And then the nightcap tonight, it's the Twins and the Mariners. Quick check of everything happening locally coming up here in just a moment. And again, Coach Willie Ellington will join us, as well as Jason Strudwick, former NHL defenseman, as we preview Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.
'Tis the season to get out and adventure. Getting outdoors to enjoy camping and boating requires a reliable truck to get you there. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, they have the loan you need at a rate you want, so you can pull all of your toys with ease this summer. With Desert View Federal Credit Union, the loan process is quick and simple. Stop by a branch today for a quick pre-approval, then tell the dealership you're financing through Desert View Federal Credit Union. Desert View Federal Credit Union, your first stop for summer adventure. Find them in Huntington and Farron. Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
In 1981, Drew Leroy opened the original 3,000-square-foot food ranch. Today, Food Ranch has grown to over 21,000 square feet, along with a full hot deli, bakery, meat shop, and racquetball court. But the area Drew is most proud of is the Spartan's Den. This is where the kids from Memory High can hang out and have lunch or just sit and talk. This just reinforces Drew's commitment to the families of Emory County. Food Ranch would like to thank you for your continued support for years to come.
Hi, this is Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital. I'd like to take a moment and congratulate the staff at the hospital for their hard work, dedication, and tireless commitment in helping earn a ranking in the top 100 rural hospitals in America. The measures that they have helped implement have resulted in better communication, increased specialty certifications, and implementation of infection prevention measures. I am very proud of this recognition, but I am even more proud of our outstanding staff who have readily embraced our approach to quality.
Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports.
The Helper American Legion baseball team will travel on the road today to Burley, Idaho, as they play in one of four games in 3 days. Sitting at 1-0 in Southern Division play following a 5-2 victory over St. George this past Friday, Helper will take on Minico in the opening contest in the Burley, Idaho tournament. Tomorrow, they'll return to the field for not one but two games as they take on the host squad Burley and also Pocatello. And then on Saturday, the tournament will come to a close as Helper takes on Bishop Kelly. After completing the Idaho tournament, Helper will return home on June 12th to take on Roosevelt in doubleheader action beginning at 6 p.m., meaning that the second game will be under the lights at 8. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll continue to talk American Legion baseball for both Price and Helper in the coming days. A fundraiser golf tournament for Kena Jukes will take place on June 17th at the Millsite Golf Course in Farron. She recently had a liver transplant. Her medication is more than $2,500 per month. The golf tournament is being sponsored by the Emory County Sheriff's Office and Search and Rescue. She is the daughter of Jen and Greg Jukes. There will also be several drawings throughout the day that will add to the fundraiser. A new walker riding lawnmower and an enclosed trailer for a hole-in-one on hole 5 will also be available. The cost to participate in the fundraiser tournament at Millsite is $320 per four-person team. You can give Millsite a call today to register and save your spot. Again, that'll take place June 17th beginning at 9 a.m. Yesterday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, we were joined by USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. Dart right now is attending the Region 18 meetings, which take place in Las Vegas, Nevada. These particular meetings directly affect USU Eastern athletics, and Dart talked about the object.
Every June this happens, and that's because it's what we call the dead time of the sports season. The athletic directors and athletic administrators from each of the institutions get together, finalize schedules, finalize how things work, things like how letters of intent and scholarships are working at each institution, and travel, and any significant changes there.
With spring sports now complete, USU Eastern's big focus is on the fall, where both volleyball and soccer will pick up relatively soon. The current soccer fields being developed on the old Durant Elementary property seem to be making great progress. Dart gave an update on an expected date of completion.
The soccer complex up on Durant Field, we're seeding that, and so that's going to take a little bit of time to come in. I would be surprised if we're playing on it this season. Not that it won't be ready, but that you know how you can give grass a little bit longer and start up in the spring on that surface.
To listen to this complete interview, visit CastleCountryRadio.com. We move over to high school baseball, and the Carbon Dinos were well represented on the All-Region 12 selections as three players made both the first team and second team. First team selections went to senior Gavin Robinette, Jaden Flemmett, and Cody Lowe. Those three individuals proved to be key components for Carbon offensively throughout the year. The second team featured Chase Morgan, Ty Anderson, and Cameron Gunter. The baseball season came to an end for Carbon after they suffered a loss to Juan Diego in the one-loss bracket just a few weeks back. Congratulations to those six Carbon Dino players who have been recognized for their outstanding play. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Emory Telecom's new eFiber Internet service is helping business here in eastern Utah. Businesses know that unreliable Internet connections can have real costs. Any amount of unplanned downtime can bring business communications and productivity to a complete stop. With new fiber optic Internet available through Emory Telecom, your business will experience the fastest, most dependable Internet service available. Even during high demand periods, your connection will stay fast with eFiber. Let Emory Telecom help your business stay connected. Call them today at 613-9605.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There's no crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss the play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to talk local baseball because the American Legion season, it is off and rolling. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion squad in here setting up the season. Since that point, Price has played in four league games. They suffered four straight losses to St. George and Vernal. And joining us right now to talk about it, we do have Coach Ellington. Coach, great as always to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan, for having me come in. You know, it's always a pleasure to come into your studio and visit with you. You know, you're such an icon here in the community for our sports, and just can't say enough praises to you, and thank you for that. And another thing I want to, you know, we've had a great fan base so far already this year, and I want to thank those folks out there that come out and the parents support and watch our games and everything. And I've had several people come up to me and say, you know, you guys got a great little baseball team, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, we've suffered a good loss against St. George, I think 15-1 and 15-0, or it might be 15-0 in both games. But, you know, other than that, there were some good things that went on in the game. You know, we play with those guys for an inning or two, and then we'll have a few errors. The kids kind of get a little discouraged, you know. So I'm really not worried about the scores. And we come in, Vernal rolls into town. What a great team they have, which is no excuses for our loss. Vernal comes in, they take it to us the first game, I believe 16-3. We played with those guys pretty well for, I think, an inning and a half or two or whatever. And then the second game was 22-0. But, you know, in spite of all that, you know, there's still some good things that are going on amongst the team, you know, and everything. And the players are really frustrated. It's not so frustrated about losing. They're frustrated because, you know, they work hard, they're playing hard, and they're just having a hard time getting it together. But my take on that is, like I tell them, well, you guys keep playing hard, practicing hard, you know, and things will come into play.
Yeah, you know, going into the year, Coach, we knew it was going to be difficult because, let's be honest, the Southern region is tougher than it has been in quite some time. I mean, the Legion baseball in itself, it's much improved this year over the past two. And you guys have a very young team.
Yes, you know, I have a young team, you know, and I appreciate these young guys coming out, you know, right out of Babe Ruth, 15, 16 years old. I think I may have one senior, one graduated senior, or maybe two. But, you know, my take on that is still, you know, not to discourage the kids or whatever, you know. By beholding, you become changed, you know. You're a young player. You need to look across the field and look at the players that are seasoned. Is what I mean by seasoned. You know, somebody's always going to have better talent based than you. I mean, look at them and learn from them. You know, be who you are, but, you know, add on to that. And I like to tell my guys, you know, look across the field. Look at your opponents. You know, see the areas where they're working hard in. And don't be discouraged. You're losing. You know, just, you know, imitate that.
Yeah, you know, as far as the talent on your team goes, Coach, have you noticed a change or improvement in the short time frame that you guys have been together? Because it's been a little less than a month that you've had these kids. Have you noticed growth in that time frame?
Oh, yes, I really have. I've looked at Jackson the catcher, old Jackson. I see he's got a better arm throwing the ball down to first base. And I look at Shaden Christensen, another good little catcher. You know, I look at his defense of blocking the ball behind the plate. And one person that I'm really excited about is Zach Gibson. I mean, the kid is just so full of life, and he's bringing so much pleasure to his family and to the fans and to watch him play. And he kept telling me, Coach, let me pitch. I want to pitch, you know. So the other day I gave him an opportunity, and I was really glad and surprised of his performance. So I'm looking forward to watching him play some more ball, pitch some more ball. And Elijah Ellington, you know, we started out, you know, he was a little lazy and stuff like that. But I noticed the last few games, I mean, he's starting to get excited, you know. And I think the reason for that is they're starting to see some of these other players throughout our league in just a short time. And so I think they're getting enthused about it.
you've got a group of kids that are from Pinnacle. Some didn't play baseball. Some are coming right out of the Babe Ruth League. So it's a kind of a wide variety of kids that don't necessarily have a whole lot of structure in competitive baseball, because you guys are going up against all-star high school teams. That's what you're going up against.
Oh, yes. And to be honest with you, that's what I love about this. You know, letting these young guys have an opportunity to be who they are, and I'll repeat myself, to build on that, because they're playing four and five-star players. And the only way you're going to get better, getting beat up and not quitting and learning from that. Like I got Joseph Jensen, a young kid, you know, hasn't played ball for years, but the kid is, and it's fun just to watch the changes that he's made, you know, not after playing for a few years. He's getting the bat on the ball. He's making good plays in the field, and it's neat to see kids like that, to have an opportunity to, you know, to play with amongst the stars.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team. Coach, you guys will now travel on the road. You're going to take on Sevier. This is a team that beats Dixie, correct?
Yeah, we'll be playing Sevier, and they beat Dixie last night, I believe, 7-1. And so Cooper told me that, and I just hesitated a little bit, you know, and I said, well, you know, Tim, I said, well, that's good for you guys, you know, so we'll just come down, you guys. We'll just look to being competitive and having fun.
Is the goal right now for this team to get to the league tournament? Because 8 of the 9 teams will go to the league tournament. Is that the goal that you've set for this team?
That's the goal that I have set for our team. And like I was telling the other day, I said, look, guys, you know, there's 9 teams in our league. And I said, you know, I hope that we can be one of the 8, you know. So I still hang that over them. And they're still working hard for that. You know, and they see the teams Jordan, they see the teams that are in our league, and they know that, but I'm just proud of the fact that they haven't quit, and they're not going to quit.
Following the contest tomorrow with Sevier, you guys will take a little break. A week later, you travel to Green River, Wyoming. That's traditionally a tournament that you guys have had a lot of success at.
Well, yeah, a wood bat tournament, yeah. We love going up there with Stubb Hatfield and the boys up there. You know, they have Jackson Hole, Evanston, Wyoming, Rock Springs, Cheyenne. And just what a great little time up there. You know, last year we struggled there a little bit, you know, but I like this because, you know, you stand away maybe from a little double hitter time, you know, and get the kids to rest in between games and everything, and just sit back and watch them learn from these other players. And they've got pretty good talent throughout Wyoming.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talent. So between now and then, Coach, what are some of the things that you focus on in practice as far as getting better? Are there aspects that you've noticed, okay, maybe if we did this a little bit better, we wouldn't have been in a situation to give up 3 runs off of an error?
That's right. Excuse me. That's right, Jordan. We'll be working on that this next week. We'll have plenty of time to do that. We need to work on our hitting, you know, hitting the ball out front of the plate, attacking the ball, and quit stepping out of the box. Quit stepping toward third base. Start stepping in toward the pitcher. You know, I see a lot of these things with the kids that are going on. I wish they'd got a lot of this stuff when they were younger, but unfortunately they didn't. So it's now time to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and just build on that. It's hard to change old habits, but it can be done.
How much of that, stepping out of the box, stepping towards third, how much of that is intimidation from seeing pitching that they're not accustomed to seeing?
Well, it's detrimental because, you know, you're coaching. You coach kids that throw low outside, low inside. You know, you teach them that sequence like that. And if you're stepping out of the box, you're not going to hit that outside corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just about impossible.
Again, Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team joining us right now. Coach, it has been, again, kind of a bag of mixed nuts for you guys out of the gate so far, but hopefully you guys can turn it around tomorrow when you take on Sevier.
Well, we're gonna do the best we can, you know, and first thing we got to do, we just can't go in there discouraged. You know, we got to go in like, you know, this is our first game, and that's what my attitude will be towards going into the mall, you know, letting the kids, you know, whiskey on the bridge, you know, forget about that. But don't forget about the fact that you need to learn from your mistakes. I mean, that's a plus. You know, you got to leave the past behind, but you don't want to leave your past mistakes behind because you got to have that future-wise. And there's another thing I'd like to really emphasize. I got Remington, Martin, and Loom Boomer that are academic. I mean, these kids are really, really stars, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, we won't have these two guys because, you know, they're qualifying for some state academic awards or whatever, and I just appreciate that. You know, good luck to those guys, you know, and I can't stress that enough. You know, outside of ball, you know, guys, you know, stay in school, get your degree, and, you know, life can be much more sweeter.
Coach, I always look forward to talking with you. I thank you for the kind words. Thank you for taking the time to come on down here, and best of luck as you guys take on Sevier.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Jordan.
All right, we're going to break for just a moment. We do have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll move over to the national scene right after this.
Castleview Physical Therapy, they know your health is very important to you. That is why they take pride in offering you the highest quality of rehabilitation. Castleview is the only clinic in the area to be able to offer aquatic therapy. Their warm water pool is inviting and effective in providing a safe method to heal injuries. They are happy to offer this service that has been proven to be one of the best rehab environments to make exercise safer, more relaxing, and less painful. Come in and see how Castleview's aquatic therapy can help make your road to recovery a pleasant one. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 636-4841.
For over 50 years, News Talk KOAL's Barter Bar has helped listeners buy, sell, and trade from everyday common items to the unusual. You'll hear it on Barter Bar. Holding a yard sale? Looking for furniture? Or want to trade your car? Put it on Barter Bar, online and on air. Barter Bar, a Castle Country tradition. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey is a board-certified general surgeon in our area that schedules office visits in both Price and Castledale. Dr. Jeffrey has experience with breast surgery, gallbladder, pancreatic, liver disease, and upper and lower gastrointestinal disease. And, of course, common preventative procedures such as endoscopy or colonoscopy. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Jeffrey for either Price or Castledale, call 613-7874. That's 613-7874.
Supreme Muffler and Brake. Get your car ready with a full checkup at the Car Care Center. Supreme Muffler and Brake for everything under your car. Transmission Express for everything in the driveline. And Ultraloop for maintaining your car or truck. It pays to take care of your vehicle. Take it in for a complete checkup now at the Car Care Center in Price. Transmission Express, Ultraloop, and Supreme Muffler and Brake.
Supreme Muffler and Brake. We know what it takes to get the job done right.
Dale Jr. begins to inch ahead on the outside lane.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Dale Jr. to the lead off turn one at Pocono.
NASCAR's best seek supremacy at the Tricky Triangle.
Here's Jr. trying to hold off Chase Elliott. Elliott all over the backside of Jr.
Exalta presents the Pocono 400.
Loosens him up. Puts him up the track of the three wide.
Sunday at noon on the Motor Racing Network.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Zero name, no gimmick.
On 7:50 a.m., KOAL.
So I came to the game. Zero name, no gimmick.
We are back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m. We are going to talk NHL for just a moment. Now, of course, the talk right now is the NBA. Last night, the Golden State Warriors come one step closer to closing out an NBA championship. But if you take a look at the NHL, and this has been the storyline throughout the last month, month and a half, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been more entertaining from a competitive standpoint than the NBA playoffs. And tonight we have Game 5 of the Stanley Cup series tied 2-2. And joining us over the phone, former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick. He's also with TSN 1260 out of Edmonton. Jason, it's great as always to get you back on. I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but a little part of me died when Kevin Durant mailed that three in, and it was such a sweet shot. I just turned the TV off. I'm a huge Cavs fan, LeBron fan, so I literally just turned the TV off. My wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't talk right now. I just walked upstairs. It broke my heart last night, and good thing that the Stanley Cup playoffs, I don't really care who wins, it's a lot easier emotionally to talk about.
What kind of stones do you have to be down 2 points with 50 seconds left on the road and pull up in transition and launch a three-point shot over LeBron James? I mean, that's what I was thinking last night when Kevin Durant did that, and it didn't even hit the rim. It was nothing but net. I mean, that right there, that's a soul-crushing play.
It was so the shot was perfect. You know, like when you, I love seeing swooshes. You know, there's some things in sports you love to see, and a swoosh is perfect. Right? It doesn't touch the rim, and that net just snaps, and that's exactly what happened. But, you know, I love what Steve Kerr, I watched the, I did come down and turn the TV back on to hope that maybe something changed, but I didn't. So I saw the coach's press conference, and Steve Kerr, I thought, for the best, he goes, Kevin Durant knows this is his moment. And he's embracing all of it. And he's been, if not the best player, one of the two best players this series. And quite frankly, maybe the playoffs. And he has been a complete stud. And, you know, I don't like Golden State, and but I love Kevin Durant. I've always liked him as a player. I just wish he was on Cleveland and not Golden State.
Right. I'm sure. Well, speaking of players and it being their moment, I mean, if you look at Nashville in the Stanley Cup Series, you were on after Game 1 when Pittsburgh won a game that they probably should not have won. Nashville outplayed them. Pittsburgh then takes Game 2. And I remember you saying on the show, Game 2 is not a must-win for Nashville. Game 3 and 4 would be must-wins for Nashville because this team plays much better at home. So with this series tied 2-2, going back to Pittsburgh tonight, you're not surprised, I'm sure, by any of this.
No, you know, and I don't want to call myself Nostradamus, but I did predict that Nashville would come back and win two at home. I mean, Nashville is a very difficult place to play. It's loud. They've got a team that feeds off that energy, and quite frankly, they blew Pittsburgh out of the water in Game 3. But Game 4, although Nashville won, I believe Pittsburgh should have won the game. They had more quality chances. You look at the youngster, Jake Guentzel, probably should have had 3 or 4 goals in that game. Chris Kunitz barely misses on a breakaway trying to go 5-hole. Sidney Crosby could have another goal or two. So I think that we're starting to see, much like we saw in Game 1 and 2, or maybe Nashville deserved better out of those two games as far as wins, I believe that we'll see the same now from Pittsburgh. They're trending in the right direction. So I fully expect tonight Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins will win this game and have a chance to win the Stanley Cup and Game 6 in Nashville.
Pekka Rinne is a guy that got off to a slow start, seems like ages ago. I mean, this guy is so fun to watch. He owned the net on Monday, and the Predators have really had Pittsburgh's number for most of the finals. But, Jason, that's not to say that the Penguins, they've genuinely been a threat to Nashville past the blue line on the road. I mean, Pekka Rinne had to be at the top of his game for Game 3 and 4.
He did, you know, especially Game 4. He made some huge saves, and, you know, it's difficult for goalies, or any player for that matter, to stay at the highest level that he's been at. And, you know, he didn't play great in the first two games. If you remember, there were conversations suggesting they should bring UC Soros, the backup, because he had better numbers over the year against Pittsburgh Penguins. It's crazy to me to suggest that, but there were those out there who thought maybe that should have happened. But Pekka came back, as we all knew, when he played, you know, pretty well in Game 3, but especially Game 4. So now, you know, for the challenge for Pittsburgh is to get to him. And I think it's volume of shots, and especially Game 3, what I saw was Pittsburgh Penguins forward looking for the perfect play. You know, and sometimes in the playoffs, there's nothing perfect. Just get it to the net. You know, crash the net, get rebounds. And I think Nashville embraced that idea, and now we look for Pittsburgh to do that tonight. I just think that tonight you'll see Sidney Crosby, who was, I believe, the best player on the ice for Game 4. He'll even be better tonight for Game 5. He's going to get to Pekka Rinne. You'll see Phil Kessel, I think, who's trending in the right direction as well. You know, it's like in baseball or basketball where, you know, you can see a guy maybe struggling, but you start seeing him come out of it, right? You start to see some green shoots of success, and that might be solid contact with baseballs that aren't quite, you know, landing for hits, or in basketball, guys getting really good looks and just getting bad, you know, bad luck at the rim. But all of a sudden, it just starts clicking. I think for Phil Kessel, he is, you know, a shot away from really having a major impact on this series, specifically in tonight's game.
Again, our guest right now is Jason Strudwick, spent over a decade in the NHL and right now working for TSN 1260 in Edmonton. As we talk about Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Jason, you talked about key players and Sidney Crosby, the best player on the ice in Game 4. However, rookies have really stepped up in this series. And I'm sure for someone who follows hockey as close as you do, that's fun to see, right? A young guy stepping up when the lights are as bright as they are right now on the ice.
Well, there's this website that all hockey fans use. It's called HockeyDB.com. And that has every hockey player who's ever played a game anywhere, You can enter. You can enter my name, Jason Strudwick, at HockeyDB.com. You'll see everywhere I've played, all my stats. And, you know, this is the first time I remember in a number of years where I'm using that in the Stanley Cup final because there's players popping out of literally nowhere. You know, it's just like Goudreau. This guy now has 3 goals in the Stanley Cup. You know, he has the Stanley Cup final. And before this, no one even knew who he was. You know, I'm literally nobody, just his mom and dad. I don't think even HockeyDB who knew who he was. So it's been amazing to this type of story, this guy coming out of nowhere. And I love seeing these, you know, success stories out of nowhere. And you need that. If you're going to have a winning team, you need, you know, people you don't expect to contribute. You know, what you're looking at, Pittsburgh, you know, Crosby, Malkin, Matt Murray, the goaltender, are going to do some things. On the other side, you've got those great core of defensemen. You know, you've got Mike Fisher, the Wiley captain, the Wiley veteran, who is, you know, going to contribute. But to have a guy out of nowhere come and contribute is so essential to success because it's like found money. It's bonus. You're like, well, we didn't expect this guy to score, but he just scored 2 game winners in the Stanley Cup final. Or, you know, now we can maybe take some pressure off our other guys who now feel more comfortable just going to play their game rather than squeezing the stick to have some success or score those goals.
You know, you mentioned all of those things, and when we talked about how competitive the Stanley Cup playoffs have been. Jason, tell me if I'm wrong. I view this year of the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's done such a service for the NHL. I think you have a lot of fringe casual fans that have taken note, not only because of the fact that one of the most popular players in hockey is in the Stanley Cup, but it's been so competitive. And a lot of people that I didn't even know watched hockey have come up to me to talk about the Stanley Cup. I think this has been a great year for the NHL in general.
Well, it has been. And, you know, listen, I love the NBA. I've always loved the NBA. But the problem I have with the NBA right now is that before the first ball is thrown up for the first tip next year, we're going to know who's going to be in the final. And that, to me, ruins it. You know, it loses its luster. But in the NHL, I don't believe there would have been one person out of 100 who would have picked and bet on the Nashville Predators to make it to the final and be 2 wins away. 2 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. This is an 8th seed getting into the playoffs, and now they're within 2 wins to win the Stanley Cup. And that's what makes it entertaining because, you know, you're not just picking the 2 best teams saying, oh, we'll watch these 2 play in June. So I think it's been a good year. I think we saw some really good hockey, tight hockey. We've seen some intense and at times dirty hockey, which, you know, I actually enjoy. And so it has been a good year. And the great thing about the NHL, our league, it continues to get better. Younger and younger people are coming in and playing. You know, when I first started, there was few 18-year-olds in the NHL. Now there's 18-year-olds not only playing the NHL, but it's because they have zero fear. They have a crazy level of skill. And they're having an impact on both their teams and the fan base of NHL and reaching out to new fans.
If we jump back over to Game 5, again, it's tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins 11-3, their last 14 games at home. They have a ton of playoff experience in the locker room as well. Does that play a factor in tonight's game at all in your mind, Jason?
It does, 100%. I think that they know they're very comfortable playing at home, and they know, even listening to Sidney Crosby's comments after Game 4, you know, he spoke about the opportunities had. They spoke about how there's some missed chances. And so I think in that room, they're very confident about where they're at. And I do believe that this game tonight will be a win for Pittsburgh because of the experience. Now, Nashville, they're trying to figure out how to win in Pittsburgh because they did just about everything except win those first 2 games when Pittsburgh didn't have their best effort. Tonight, that won't be the case. Pittsburgh is going to have their best playoff game in the Stanley Cup playoff tonight. And can Nashville rise up? It will be difficult without Ryan Johansson, who's been a huge part of their team all year, who unfortunately is hurt, as well as Kevin Fiala. They've both been out for the whole Stanley Cup playoff. But this is going to be an interesting one tonight. But I feel very strongly, just like I did after Game 2, that Nashville's win at home. I think Pittsburgh wins at home tonight.
We'll end with this. If by chance Nashville is to pull off an upset tonight and they win Game 5, is this series over in 6?
Going back to Nashville, I'd have to say it is. And I think that Pittsburgh recognizes that. You know, there's certain moments in any series, any game, where you have to understand that it's a crucial moment. You know, and you don't know when necessarily that crucial moment will come through a game or a series, but tonight's one of those crucial moments because Nashville knows that they have if you are given a chance at the beginning of the year to win a Game 6 at home for the Stanley Cup, you're going to play your heart out. You're going to die trying to win that game. You don't want to go back to the opponent's rink. So I think both teams recognize the importance of this effort tonight, And I think it would be very unlikely that Pittsburgh could win Game 6 in Nashville to prolong the series to a Game 7 if they lose tonight.
Jason Strudwick, again, our guest right now. Jason, before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Well, I'm on Twitter at Jason_Strudwick. I'm on there, and I'm always talking hockey and all different things. So, you know, it's always fun. I love talking about hockey, so anytime, just let me know.
Jason, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Hopefully we can catch up next week and maybe put the final touches on the NHL season.
Well, then you got the expansion. You got draft, expansion draft. You've got the NHL draft coming up in Dream Chase. So lots to get to.
Definitely, definitely. Jason, thank you again for the time.
We'll talk to you later.
Again, that's former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick talking about Game 5 of the NHL playoffs tonight. Series tied 2-2 between Pittsburgh and Nashville. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Your car hasn't been running right, and you finally have a weekend free to start working on it. Well, lucky for you, J&D Automotive has extended their Saturday hours to help you get what you need to get the job done. J&D Auto's parts department will be open from 9 to 5 on Saturdays. At J&D Auto, you'll find name brand parts and an expert staff who can make sure you're getting all you need to get the job done right. The next time you're looking for the right part to get the job done, head to J&D Automotive on Main Street in Castledale. And now on Saturdays from 9 to 5.
Every great team starts with a great coach, and we at Jake Miller Financial Services want to be your financial coaches. It is our mission to help clients understand their financial lives and achieve their financial dreams. Let our experience and knowledge guide you through the game of life as we provide you with only the highest quality of information and services to help you reach your financial goals. Call us for an appointment today at 637-5433. With Jake Miller Financial Services, it's a beautiful retirement for the win.
Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price. Marty's Pawn and Arcade features the finest in sports memorabilia, autographed items, collectible art, and so much more. No matter what sideline you're on, they'll have your favorite team's collectibles. No team is out of market at Marty's Pawn and Arcade. From past legends to current stars, Marty's Pawn has the sports memorabilia you're looking for. That's Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price.
Whether you're with coworkers, family, or friends, going to lunch is always a battle between appetites.
Where should we go?
You decide. I always decide.
On and on until everyone's starving. Big Mo's Eatery is always the right answer for lunch, no matter the argument. Big Mo's salads are refreshing and full of flavor. Order a juicy half-pound burger and fresh-cut fries, and you'll be full all day. For the indecisive, try a turkey bacon avocado or savory French dip. Win the lunch bot battle every time by choosing Big Mo's Eatery and Price.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in the convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Utah National Guard, aired by the Utah Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
They're running down the drain that never would come to me. Running down the drain.
Didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about this particular topic yesterday. We'll mention it today. How shocked were you of the news of Bob Stoops retiring?
Pretty shocked. Pretty crazy that he just decided to quit after all the recruiting went down, got his class signed, and then we're 2 months from the season and he quits?
Look, Lincoln Riley, who's going to be the new head coach of Oklahoma, is set up terrific. It is such a good deal for this kid because Bob Stoops, like if you look at Bob Stoops' legacy, and you can go through everything that has happened with Bob Stoops at the helm of Oklahoma, he dipped below 10 wins only four times throughout his career. Won the Big 12 Coach of the Year six times in his tenure. Lost consecutive games. Get this. They lost consecutive games under Bob Stoops only three times in his career. Think about that.
Three times in 18 years.
That's it. So you look at what he's leaving for Oklahoma. First off, he's leaving the program in much, much better shape than when he got there. All you have to do is look at the stadium.
look at what it looks like today compared to when he took over. It looked like a high school stadium when he first took over. He had a lot to do with that. So now you look at what they basically, what they have. I mean, you're leaving the top recruiting class in the country on the table for the next man up. And I think, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, we'll look back on this recruiting class and see exactly what Bob Stoops had. But the fact is, this is one of the most successful coaches in college football. In fact, there's only three other coaches that have more wins than him that are active right now in the NCAA. Do you believe that Bob Stoops will ever coach again?
I think he will. Someone will get desperate, a big-name program. They will throw a lot of money out there, and I think Bob Stoops will take that offer if it's out there, if it's the right fit.
I was unaware of this until yesterday, that his father died while coaching on the sidelines. I was unaware of that. He was coaching a high school game, had a heart attack on the sidelines. I believe it was a heart attack, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been, apparently, that's been in Bob Stoops' mind, and he wants to go out on his own terms. He's accomplished an awful lot at Oklahoma. There's nothing else for him to prove. I will say this. Anytime a high-profile job comes open, pops up, someone steps away, someone gets fired, however it happens, Bob Stoops is going to be at the center of that rumor.
Yep.
And, you know, you look at the list, the high-profile college football jobs that will be, you know, coaches that will be on the hot seat this year, two stand out to me. Brian Kelly is in the hot seat at Notre Dame. If Notre Dame was to go 6-6 this year, Brian Kelly's gone.
He is.
And you know that Bob Stoops would be rumored for that job because he was rumored for that job in the past when it had come open. He was someone that had been rumored as a possible replacement. And I also think that there's a great possibility that D'Antonio and Michigan State, that may be coming to an end here relatively soon. I think he's on the hot seat as well.
He is. Those are two schools that I can see, Notre Dame, Michigan State, depending on what happens at USC with the Clay Helton situation. If they have a couple bad seasons, they go there. So, yeah, those big-name programs are always going to be the first name's going to come, Bob Stoops now.
Absolutely, because he's only 56, right?
Yes.
56 years old. Let's take a look at some of the other news that is circulating throughout the national sports scene. Julian Edelman and the Patriots have agreed to a contract extension. It is a 2-year deal. Multi-year contract extension, it'll keep him with the team for the remainder of his prime, no doubt about it. His new contract will last through 2019. That's officially when it'll expire. The deal was reported by Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, actually, was the first to report it. $11 million, $9 million guaranteed. He's only 31 years old. Scheduled to make a base salary of $3 million the final season of his 4-year, $17 million contract that began back in 2014. So as far as the Patriots go, they just keep adding.
Their core is locked up for the next 3 years.
No big surprise there at all, really, when you look at it. I definitely have to thank Jason Strudwick for taking out the time to join us on the show. Tomorrow, National Sports Talk is going to be directed a little bit of a different direction. We'll talk the Belmont Stakes. Do you get into horse racing this time of the year?
I don't.
I love the Triple Crown. I love the Triple Crown. It just has so, and it's one of the things I love about Drive Time Sports. We cover everything. We're talking NHL today. We'll talk some horse racing tomorrow. And, of course, we'll preview more of the NBA Finals, which I believe that season comes to an end tomorrow. So I think we have one more relevant day of NBA basketball talk tomorrow before the Golden State Warriors pull the sweep. And then we'll start talking about the NBA draft, which is not that far off, believe it or not. And the big headline in the story surrounding the draft yesterday was that Lonzo Ball worked out for the Lakers. He may work out for Philadelphia. I don't know if that's been announced yet or not, but he did work out for the Lakers yesterday, and so that was the big story surrounding the draft. So once the Warriors finish the sweep of the Cleveland Cavaliers, we'll start talking about that. And as Jason Strudwick pointed out, it's an exciting time for the NHL as well, because next year Las Vegas is popping up and the expansion draft is right around the corner.
Yeah, the expansion draft with the Vegas Golden Knights comes in. They'll be in the Pacific Division, so a lot of work for Vegas, what route they go with, what players are going to select.
We'll end today's show by once again going over a scoreboard reset for you. Final scores and ongoing scores in Major League Baseball. The Giants were in the 10th inning. Remember earlier when we started the show against the Brewers, and they actually get the victory in 10 innings by a final score of 9-5. Other finals today, the Reds topped the Cardinals 5-2.
Four-game sweep.
Four-game sweep with the Cardinals. Yet the Cardinals now 6 games under .500, 5 games under .500 on the road. The Angels, they topped the Tigers 11-4. It was the Diamondbacks over the Padres. The Diamondbacks just continue to play great baseball, 24-8 at home this season.
Very good home record up there with the Rockies and the Dodgers. What a great division that is, besides the Giants and the Padres.
Much better than I thought it would be. The Giants 12 games under 500, the Padres 15 games under 500. Again, getting ready to start right now, it's the Red Sox and the Yankees. David Price is going to be on the mound. It's something we haven't seen too much of this season.
No, working his way back from an injury. Very important for the Red Sox to get him going if they want to make a run.
Also, 5 o'clock, we get the Orioles and the Nats, Marlins and the Pirates. White Sox, Rays, Phillies, Braves, 6 o'clock hour, it's Rockies, Cubs, Astros, Royals, and nightcap, it is Twins, Mariners. That's a scoreboard reset for you. Again, thank you to Jason Strudwick. Also, thank you to Coach Willie Ellington. Price is going to be on the road tomorrow. They will travel to Sevier, right now, Helpers American Legion baseball team. They are also on the road participating in an Idaho tournament. We'll try to get you a score from today's game. It actually starts at 10 o'clock tonight. They have a very late start in Idaho. That's what it says on the schedule. They're going to play at 10 o'clock tonight, and then they have two games tomorrow. So as soon as we can get those finals for you, we definitely will. Make sure you check out CastleCountryRadio.com. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. He's Travis Anderson. I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. We are out.